Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, astrologer Shelley Antine, and I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 28th of November, and ending on Sunday, the 4th of December. Yes, indeed, almost at the end of the year. So, this week, we begin in the first quarter phase of the moon, having had our new moon in Sagittarius, which was a real game changer. Have you noticed? Well, maybe not, but you will. This week, we do have the up and downs, but we have a lot of ups, and that's good news. And this week, we also have one of our last planets that were retrograde. We will have one more left after Neptune goes direct on Saturday the 3rd. And we'll talk about that when we get to Saturday. So, beginning with Monday, here is a glorious day to get things done until 7:40 in the afternoon, because the Aquarius moon waxing in light, which is giving energy to new ideas, especially in Aquarius, we're reaching out and we're getting good results because the moon in Aquarius is sextile Venus in Sagittarius until 7:40 p.m. And while that is coming in, Mars in Gemini, still retrograde, is trine Saturn in Aquarius until 12:56 p.m. So we can be looking at the future and weighing our options, and I would wait for the afternoon to actually take the action. But that's, you know, up to you. But it's a great day to be out there, communicate, network, advertise, you know, get electronic stuff if that's on the list for somebody for a gift. One of the things that will happen, and it's just an 8-minute experience after 7:40 p.m., and this is all Eastern time, the moon in Aquarius will square its own ruler, Aquarius, Uranus, and that's the one that's going to stay retrograde for a little while longer, in Taurus, and that comes in at 7:48 p.m. So like a little bit of a glitch maybe with some electronic, a change comes in that you weren't expecting, something like that. But after that 8 minutes, moon in Aquarius goes valiantly on to sextile Mercury in Sagittarius until 11:26 p.m. Eastern. It will trine Mars until 1:31 a.m. on Tuesday. And then we have a little glitch, but it's, you know, you're probably having a speed bump in your dreams on the East Coast when Mars joins Saturn at 1:53 a.m. on Tuesday morning. So basically, with an 8-minute exception, you've got a great day on Monday, the 28th of November. Work with it. Because, you know, we are going to come into the little bit of a dip down on Tuesday. We've got the moon void, of course, which isn't bad. In Aquarius, it likes to be void, of course. So we may have ease of movement and stuff like that, but it's not a good thing to do long-term planning when you're under the void, of course, moon. Mercury is going to oppose Mars until 3:30 in the afternoon on Tuesday. So it's a difficult time to communicate with people. It might not be too easy for traveling either. So just be aware of that and avoid, you know, discussing things with people you know will disagree with you. Why bother? I mean, why should they bother? Also, nobody's going to change their mind. Moon will enter Pisces at 7:15 p.m. on Tuesday, and it is going to square the sun in Sagittarius, not until 9:37 a.m. on Wednesday. While that's taking place, Mercury will sextile Saturn in Aquarius until 11:18 p.m. That's Tuesday. So you can have some of your ideas going out there, especially you know, connecting to people long distance, groups, things like that. It's a good aspect for that. And the moon's square to the sun in Sagittarius, again, 9:37 a.m. Eastern on Wednesday, is the waxing half moon that brings us from the first into the second quarter phase of the moon. Now, this is when we want to get things going and start moving further. And, you know, if you're looking at a garden metaphor, it's when you want to put your fertilizer in to get those plants strong and growing. So, you know, usually that is going to be a very potent time with a lot of desire in it. So when we have it start out with Pisces moon, it's a little bit more sensitive than the sun in Sagittarius, which is extremely expansive and active. So there's a little bit of, you know, discord within because of the moon being not quite ready. I'm not quite ready to get up yet. That is going to change a bit during the day as moon in Pisces sextiles retrograde Uranus and Taurus until 10:58 p.m. So now we're, you know, okay, let's sort of look at some new ideas. What do I feel about this? Is still going to be Pisces moon's go-to. And, you know, Uranus is the planet that brings intuition, so you might get some really good feedback on what you're thinking about. That could happen. But again, with the retrograde nature of Uranus, we're always looking at the potential for something to change. Okay, so after this now, we go through a kind of a, quote, bad patch, unquote, with Moon in Pisces. And while that's coming in, Venus opposes Mars at 12:28 a.m., Thursday, the first day of December. But the bad patch is the moon in Pisces that has to square Mars, square Venus, and square Mercury all in Sag. And that all takes place overnight and until 9:23 a.m. on Thursday, the first day of December. And so this is also a time where you're not going to be able to process, you know, what's coming in so easily. And then the moon joins Neptune. And Neptune is stationed, and as I mentioned, it's going to go direct. So 10:36 a.m. is when that takes place. So, you know, one of the things that happens with Piscean energy, when it gets too much challenge, it disappears, you know. It's like if you look at fish, this is when the fish goes and hides behind the coral. You can't find it in the tank, you know. It's like, oh, who's that coming in the room? I gotta, like, disappear. So this is what we may feel like on Thursday, the 1st of December, until 10:36 a.m. in the Eastern time zone. And it could be weather issues and something that's been frightening or, you know, stuff like that. Which is easy if you look at anything these days. I mean, there'll be an opportunity to be frightened out there, and we really have to be able to work with that and not let it drag us down too far. Definitely one of the things that I do every day. Moon in Pisces, sextile Pluto in Capricorn, though, until 5:59 p.m. gives us a long stretch where we can re-anchor ourselves and start getting some ideas and maybe even contacting an authority that will be someone who's helpful and wants to help you structure all your wavy uncertainties into something that works, okay? Now the moon in Pisces is going to join Jupiter, which is now direct in Pisces, until 9:44 p.m. Unfortunately, while that's taking place and during this day, we have a square from Mercury in Sag to Neptune, and that's until 8:08 p.m. So here we have someone seeking truth, finding not truth out there, and, you know, being confused, and maybe even, you know, that that thing that comes in that looks too good to be true, it is too good to be true. Don't fall for it, you know. But the moon conjunction Jupiter is very expansive, and so you just have to watch out for your tendency to want to believe in something that may be not really there, at least while that Mercury square is in until 8:08 p.m. So then you get that little bit of time with the moon conjunction Jupiter in Pisces until 9:44 p.m., where you do have some expansion of consciousness potential. And this is what I'm telling people, you know, we've got only a couple of weeks left. Moon, not moon, but Jupiter will enter Aries right the day before the winter solstice, which I believe will be the 20th of December. And so we have this opportunity. It won't come around again for over a decade to have this level of expansion with Jupiter in Pisces. It's also creative and spiritual. So, you know, whenever we have an aspect like this, moon conjunction Jupiter in Pisces, or another good aspect with Jupiter in Pisces, give yourself some time to tune in, and I would say after the Mercury-Neptune square, to receive. I mean, there are so many open channels now, if you are open, to receive wisdom, aha moments if it's Uranus, and vision and whispers if it's a Pisces psychic message. So allow that. It would be a great time, December 1st, you know, to take your card deck out and have a little look at what you need to know about the month, or what's, you know, what you need to focus on. So I'll just, you know, passing that along. Moon will be void, of course, in Pisces after that, which is a good time to drift away also. Venus is sextile Saturn until 10:09 p.m. So here again, you can be having good messages come in or making good contacts with people, finding things on social media that are helpful to let you look at the future. The moon enters Aries at 11:41 p.m. on the 1st and goes to the beautiful harmony of the lights in a trine to the sun in Sagittarius on Friday, the 2nd of December, which will be there until 7:10 p.m. This is a beautiful day. Here again, I said there's a lot of up in this week, and this is another a lot of up. You know, you're feeling harmonious within you. You know, your desire to go forward is being met with optimistic communications and reception. So go for things. You got something to go for. Go for it on Friday the 2nd of December. And even after 7:10 p.m., you've got the moon going sextile Mars in Gemini until 8:11 a.m. on Saturday. Now, that's a retrograde Mars, okay. But it's still, you know, a good energizing aspect. In fact, the only problem with that energizing aspect coming so late in the evening is that you may have to do a little herb tea. I love traditional medicinals. I love them for many reasons. One is that they also use the tea bags and stuff that are okay to have. There's so many things we have to know about these days, right? And so there's a lavender chamomile blend that just really does the trick. They also have a lemon balm, which is another herb that is extremely relaxing. And sometimes I put those two together and, you know, pretty soon I'm ready for dreamland, you know. So that could be helpful. And so can essential oils right around then. The same essential oils, lavender and chamomile, can be very helpful. to relieve and calm down the mind. And so can Bach flower remedies, like particularly white chestnut, which will stop the spinning hamster on his spinning wheel from continuing, just sort of mellow out. Okay, so some ideas just to throw in there, because those are other fields of my professional life. One of the things that we'll have on Saturday the 3rd, while this is the day that Neptune is going to go direct, is Moon in Aries, again, that sextile to Mars at 8:11 a.m. Eastern, and then the sextile to Saturn in Aquarius until 12:06 p.m. in the morning, and then a trine to Venus until 3:57, and then the trine to Mercury until 10:53 p.m. So, wow, we have 2 days in a row when it's all green light. It's, you know, highly unusual compared to what we were going through during the Scorpio cycle. So, yay, you know, let's be taking our adventures and putting ourselves out there on those days. Neptune comes in at 7:15 p.m. on Saturday to go direct. Now, this is interesting to me, looking at the world first. When I look at the world, I see a lot of things. There are lots of investigations going on. There are a lot of claims going on. There's a lot of stuff going on, right? Well, Neptune rules things like secrets, spies, hidden, not as Scorpio hidden, but the hidden movements of things that we're not knowing about. 12th house, it's behind the door. Oh, of course, the planet that could bring creativity, spirituality, you know, kinds of lovely music and, you know, good things about those wonderful feelings that you want to have during a time of spiritual focus. But it made me wonder if we haven't been waiting. You know, a lot of people are waiting. Like, when are they going to something? You know, when are we going to find out something? And so it just really, oddly enough, occurred to me this morning after I woke up, must have been a dream, that we've been waiting for Neptune to go direct. So it stops being internalized, which is also more hidden. You know, Neptune, it can also be our own self-deception. You know, it's not just others deceiving us. I mean, we all have a 12th house in our own chart, right? And we all have Neptune somewhere. And where are we being not realistic? Where are we in fantasy, you know? And when are we going to get out of denial and stuff like that? So here comes the external experience now of Neptune once it goes direct. And so maybe this is it. This is when all those things we've been wondering, and it's so confusing, and, you know, we don't know what to believe, will start to come out. And then we will know. And so we might not like it, but we will know. And also we can apply our Neptune in more conscious ways if we choose to be. You know, it's like rereading Eckhart Tolle's book that was out in, I think, the year 2000 or something like that, called A New Earth. And he is really like, whoa, you know, like laser beam kind of teaching. Like, you know, let's make this as clear as I can make it. And, you know, he was just really talking this morning to me as I was reading that bit, about how, you know, things happen and we can control our thoughts about it. So, you know, we're not victims. See, Neptune is the sign of the victims and the martyrs. The Pisces is that sign. That's the age we're coming out of. I believe we're already out of it, but, you know, we drag it all with us. We don't let go of everything from the past. How can we? It's in our bones from our ancestors, right? So this whole idea of being a victim, we can take more responsibility for how we want to experience something and where we want to put our energy, which we keep talking about if we're me, you know, saying, you know, look, you've got to put a positive vision out there. Well, Neptune's been retrograde. Now it's direct. Perhaps this will help us in that movement towards conscious endeavor with our own visions. And so I think we will be seeing a lot in the world out there. Unfortunately, you know, Neptune is also a sign of infection and toxins and things like that, poisons and stuff like that. You know, it's also the gorgeous aromas that I work with, the essential oils, you know. So, you know, you're on this, you know, you're with Pisces, there's always the fish swimming up and the fish swimming down. So you're either taking one side or the other in how you approach or where you're focused on it. But certainly we have plenty of things out there that, you know, we have circulating that can be problematic for people who might contact those things. And so direct motion is might bring more information also out about those things in general and what we might want to do about it ourselves personally. So the direct Neptune. So we're waiting till, I think it's January 12th or some, I think believe that's the date, for the final direct motion of all the planets, which will be Uranus direct. So we have another player entering the field. And of course, if you are a Pisces or you have Pisces rising, you're going to be happy that, you know, your swimming around is a little bit more conscious and seems to be less complicated for you. You know, and you may have more energy as well. And then for everyone else, it's the house that has Pisces on the cusp that will start having the energy moving direct for you instead of being lagging and not really, you know, happening. And of course, since Neptune is in Pisces, it will probably be in the house that has Pisces on the cusp at this time. So that makes it a double dip of, you know, this moves forward now. After 10:53 p.m. and the moon's trine to Mercury in Sag, we go through the patch of difficulty with the moon square Pluto, which happens every month as long as Pluto is in Capricorn. And while that's coming in, there is a Venus square Neptune. It won't complete until after. The moon completes the square at 12:46 a.m. on Sunday, the 4th of December. So if you are on the West Coast, you'll have more time that you're up and about with moon square Pluto because it'll only be 7:53 p.m. for you out there when the moon trine Mercury completes. So be aware, as always, that you cannot push the envelope. And that means run the red light or anything else that you know, pushing the envelope, trying to be a leader when there is somebody who already knows for sure that they're in the power position. Those are conflicts. So just avoid them because it's not easy. And there will be repercussions, unfortunately, if you are breaking laws and stuff like that while you're doing that. So After that, that Venus square Neptune is coming in at 2:12 a.m. on Sunday, and this is when, if you were a person who happened to be out there and you were looking for love, you better stay away from that one. I know it looks wonderful, but So, and that can be other levels also, all right? Not just romance, but this is where you're really not seeing things clearly. And so, just be aware of that. Let that not seeing things clearly be on the screen on which you're streaming some, you know, ridiculous holiday love story or something. It'll be, that never happens in real life. And yeah, it doesn't. So, or maybe it does. But that's the kind of energy, okay? Sunday the 4th, void of course, Aries moon until moon enters Taurus, 6:38 a.m. Eastern. And there will be no exact aspect on Sunday, but the moon is moving towards the conjunction to Uranus, and that won't happen until 12:38 p.m. on Monday. So a change is coming. We are going to get closer to feeling this energy on Monday the 5th, which can also bring, you know, some surprising action and some difficulty for the planet itself, having some hiccups, which, boy, it seems to be really having a lot of stuff happening right now. It's kind of amazing on a daily basis. So, you know, you'll be feeling the, you know, kind of energy maybe, but we won't really experience much about that on Sunday. So a Taurus moon on Sunday is, you know, a day to enjoy nature if you can, you know, and the senses of life, like food. And so that's the way your week ends. Now the next week we're going to be talking about the shift for Mercury and I believe Venus, yes, both of them will leave Sagittarius and get into that serious Capricorn mode. Oh well, it was a nice ride, wasn't it? And we'll have the full moon in Gemini come in on Wednesday the 7th. So that's what we'll be talking about next week. So, wishing you all the best for this week and saying goodbye for now.